time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so in accordance with the rules and at the proper time. And speaking of the Rules of the Commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberation and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. For those of you in chambers and also on the phone, there is a 30-second delay approximately between what happens live and what goes out on the internet. So when we do go to the phone calls, for anybody who wants to participate by phone, we will allow about 30 seconds to pass to make sure that that delay catches up. Everyone in attendance or participating by phone should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. We ask that you do not do anything to distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction. For those of you in chambers, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents for those folks that are in the chambers. And anyone on the phone will be asked to comment after we hear from anybody in chambers with regard to an application. We do ask that if there's a spokesperson, an attorney representing an organized group, we would ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, for those in chambers, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Also, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. And our first public hearing is subdivision 2021-01, Doe Run.
Thank you. This is a standard subdivision to divide 24.412 acres plus or minus into 14 single family lots. This is an alteration to subdivision reference 1990-15, Doe Run subdivision, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the south side of Tucker's Road, that's Sussex County Route 597, approximately 700 feet east of Fawn Road, that's Sussex County Route 600. The tax parcel ID is District 430, Map 11, and it's parcels 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, and 56. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's subdivision plan, a copy of the staff analysis information sheet, and we have received 9 letters of no objection to the application from residents within the subdivision, the Doe Run subdivision, representing 62%. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Yeah.
Okay, you could come up, please. And just give me your name. And
yes, I'm David Miller. I live at 15625 Quail Hollow Road in Greenwood, which is lot 15 in the Doe Run subdivision.
Okay.
And what we're proposing to do is just buy, add 4.2 plus or minus acres to our lot from the, on the south side. There's no road access, so we're just adding it to our property, and to add it to our property, they have to just amend the subdivision that, that exists already.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone on commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So you're just, are you adding an additional 14 lots?
No.
No.
14 existing lots. We're just adding 4 acres to your lot. To lot 15. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think it'll be a great addition. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Kelly Stevenson.
Do you think that adding this property to the subdivision will have any effect on the water system?
No, everything within the subdevelopment is, or subdivision is private wells, private septic.
She's helping me get some things on the record.
Well, can I ask a preliminary question before?
Yeah.
So, because it's advertised, this is not really a question for you so much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. It's advertised as 14 lots, but.
Mine unmuted.
Maybe this is a question for you. Are you just shifting a lot line within the existing development?
No, it's adding 4.2 acres to the subdivision. That area to the south of the highlighted area, along the ditch line from the lot to the...
So where the cursor is now?
Yes.
Yeah.
That area.
Okay.
That's going to be added to it.
Yeah, it's just going to be added to lot 15. It's not increasing...
Gotcha.
The lots. Or, okay. Out of the way it was written, it looks like it's adding 14 lots, but...
Yeah, and then just I have to admit, looking at the surveys, based on the, what we had highlighted, it appeared that it was dealing with that area there that's shown in yellow, not the addition of parcel A. So I understand now. Thank you, Mrs. Stevenson. Is that, you know, it just sort of clears it up a little bit more.
So what is the, can I just sort of by me? So why does he need to do this? He owns the adjoining land. Why is it important? I mean, I'm just I guess the question either to you or to Vince, what's the need of adding that to the subdivision?
Well, he's not creating additional density, because you're not creating a new lot. This is going to be part of an existing lot within the subdivision. So in that respect, I don't think it necessarily needed to come back for a public hearing, but it is amending the final site plan, because there's land that wasn't part of the subdivision that now is part of the subdivision. So it kind of just, it's one of those sort of odd things that just needs to come back through to get its blessing so that he can get a final site plan approved to record downstairs in the recorder of deeds.
So. But you'll, I mean, you might want to put some more outbuildings or something like that out there for you?
Maybe no plans of that, but.
But you could.
We could, right. Obviously no more houses, you know, it's
right.
Just. It's still just one lot.
Just going to make one big odd-shaped
lot. One big buffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big buffer for whatever comes.
You and the side.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, this is, if we had more people thinking this way in the county, there'd be a lot happier people around. So, all right. So just to get this on the record, adding this property to the subdivision will not affect the roads, the soil. Will it affect roads, soils? Right. Wetlands, schools, or is there anything of historical significance on this property?
No, there's not.
So, you don't think it'll affect anything else?
It will not.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, all right.
But I don't know if that this is an appropriate question or not, but if there's an HOA, is there any impact that this lot will have on the HOA with increased?
There is no HOA.
Okay.
No HOA, and you're taking title to it personally, so it's not going to be HOA property. Even if there was an HOA, it'd just be your property.
Right.
Okay. It wouldn't give him an extra vote or anything.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Big lot.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
No questions, sir.
Okay. Staff?
None for me. Thank you.
All
All right, thank you.
None for me, thanks.
That's a big help, because when I drove through there today, I was mesmerized where these additional 14 lots are. That was me.
Well, that's the way, Mr. Hopkins, I was, because I thought it at first was 14 lots. And then, because that lot line between lots 15 and 16 is kind of an odd lot line, and I thought they were moving that lot line. I didn't realize that it was adding that whole parcel eight.
I went out and I turned around and came back a second time, and I thought, oh, well, I guess I'll figure it out tonight.
Okay, all right, well, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in this application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor, anyone in the room who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2021-01 Doe Run? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2021-01? Hey, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak either for or against subdivision 2021-01 Doe Run?
If there's anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have a caller. Caller, please state your name and you have the floor.
Hi, this is Anne Lepore. I'm an employee with Suffolk County, and I'm calling in to test the line this evening.
Thank you very much. We hear you loud and clear. Appreciate your help this evening.
You're welcome.
Okay, operator, is there anyone else?
If there's anyone else on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
I'll wait till after we win. Is that a quick question?
Okay, we thank you, Counselor.
Mr. Chairman, if we could ask the applicant to come back, I just have a question for how this is likely going to get approved so we get it right. That's all.
Okay.
So, just going off the survey, so is the additional acreage that's being added to lot 15, that's the 4.192?
Yes.
So the total acreage, I guess, at the end will be 10-something, I guess. Is that...
The total acreage of
lot 15, because it says it's 6.684. Oh, that okay, that inclusive of parcel A. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I make sure I understood the acreage. So,
okay.
So we're adding 4.192 acres.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. I just want to make sure I understood that. Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Anyone else on the commission have any questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing actually consists of three separate applications, and instead of three separate hearings, we're going to consolidate the three separate presentations. We're going to consolidate these three for the purposes of presentation. When the presentation is completed, the public hearing is closed, and we refer back to them, we will vote on them individually. They will be individually voted upon, but we are going to allow the applicant to consolidate the presentation. And applications are Ordinance 20-06, Future Land Use Map, change of zone number 1910, Brickyard Apartments LLC, and conditional use number 2212, Brickyard Apartments LLC.
Mr. Whitehouse. So Ordinance 20-06 is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel no District 132, Map 2, Parcel 264.00, and Stephanie, it's a portion of that parcel. Application CZ1910 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.093 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Brickyard Road, approximately 0.3 miles southeast of Sussex Highway, that's Route 13. The 911 address is 9329 Brickyard Road, Seaford, and the tax parcel ID is District 132, Map 2. To parcel 264.00, and conditional use 2212 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily for 48 apartments to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.05 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Brickyard Road, approximately 0.3 miles southeast of Sussex Highway, that's Route 13, and the 911 address is also 9329 Brickyard Road, Seaford, with a tax parcel ID of District 132, Map 2, parcel 264.00. Submitted into the record for Ordinance 20-06, we have a copy of the plus submission sent to PLUS and a copy of the PLUS comments that have been included in your supplemental packet. In relation to conditional use, change of zone, sorry, 1910 first, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the service level evaluation response from DelDOT, a copy of the applicant's exhibit book, a copy of comments received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have received one letter of support and we have received one mail return. And for CU2212, the conditional use application, we've also received a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's exhibit book, a copy of comments received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we've also received one letter of support for that application and one mail return, and we've also received written comments from DelDOT, which have been circulated to you. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. And I think we have someone here representing this application this evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission. John Pardee with the law firm Behrman Dallas Brockstedt, Dover, Lewis, and Georgetown. With me tonight are Sherry Hochstedler, our project designer from George Miles and Burr, as well as Billy Betts, a representative of the applicant Brickyard Apartments. I thank the Commission for the opportunity to make just one presentation. You certainly don't want to hear from me three times. I would just say the same thing three times. And you have our notebook. I want to apologize at the outset. There is a typo in our proposed findings of fact. There's a mistake. We somehow set Board of Adjustment on one of them when we should have said Planning Commission, and I apologize deeply for that. I certainly should know better, so I accept responsibility.
That's a deal breaker right there.
That's what I was afraid of. There's always one. Mr. Whitehouse said a mouthful. I don't really need to add too much to that. Emphasize the property is already half zoned GR, and the law generally disfavors split zoning, and the county typically likes to unify the zoning for the highest and best use. So this application is certainly consistent with that. We're seeking a change to the comp plan, rezoning and conditional use to allow for 48 apartments, six buildings. In each building there would be four apartments, I'm sorry, six 12 buildings total, six with one-bedroom apartments, four apartments per building, and the other with two-bedroom apartments, four apartments per building. Just briefly, all of these reasons that I will offer in favor of the application apply to all three ordinances. First, the GR, General Residential Zoning designation that is proposed would be consistent with the prevailing uses and character of the neighborhood. And as I mentioned, split zoning is disfavored. And as the staff has noted, they confirm that the approval would be consistent with the land use area zoning and surrounding uses. I would also note that approval of this project would help advance the county's longstanding goal of providing greater opportunities for affordable housing in the area. The Office of State Planning Coordination was supportive. You have the letters of no objection from DelDOT and Sussex Conservation District. To my knowledge, there's no opposition. I believe there is the one letter from a neighbor across the street in favor. And for all those reasons, we would ask for your favorable consideration. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
All All right, sir. We appreciate that. We'll see if there's anyone here that has any questions for you. And we'll start with you, Mr. Hopkins. Anything?
Do we,
I guess I could have started with you.
Do we have, what are the size, what are the square foot,
of the apartment units or the buildings?
Of the apartment.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, my name is Sherry Hoseller. I'm with George Miles and Buehr. I'm the designer on the project. The one-bedroom apartments, which are on the north side of the property, are 4,430 gross square feet, and the two-bedroom apartment buildings are 5,906 gross square feet.
So they're pretty big.
Pretty good size, yeah.
No, I don't think so. It looks pretty good.
Okay, all right. Stevenson, anything?
I was just curious what the requirement of parking was in the county and how many parking spaces are you, because it looked like you're giving one parking space per unit. But I could be wrong.
My understanding is that the application satisfies the parking requirements for the code. Maybe Mr. Whitehouse?
I think that's the appropriate question. Mr. Whitehouse or staff, can you just confirm that it conforms to
It depends on the ultimate number of units. There's a sliding scale, but they would have to provide at least one dedicated space per unit plus additional shared parking, and it's based on the number of units. And I'll get you an exact
number. Well, that they do.
And I'll get you an exact number based on the number of units.
Spaces per unit?
Actually, I think it might be.
I believe it is for a scheme of 48 units. I believe it's two at this scale. So yeah. I'm just checking the exact number now. Okay. Only when the schemes get larger than 100 or so units do we begin to reduce the number of required spaces.
Okay.
So.
And there are no units with more than three bedrooms, correct? I don't think so.
That's what, I saw there the one bedroom and the two bedroom.
There's one bedroom and two bedroom units, right?
So if I can assist for multi-family dwellings.
It's not any bigger than that.
Yep. Yeah. Two spaces per dwelling unit plus 0.5 of a space for each bedroom over three bedrooms with a maximum of three spaces per unit.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, to help answer the commissioner's question, I spoke with our engineer, and she's confident that there's plenty of room on the property to allow for that much parking. Obviously, when we present our site plan, we'll have to demonstrate compliance with that requirement. It's certainly our intention to do that.
Yeah, that is true.
That was my main concern there.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I was curious about the parking as well, so thank you. Please, Stevenson. I just want to make sure I'm clear because of the difference of the acreage for the change of zone and the conditional use. It's because part of it is already.
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, but that just confused me. That's the only question I have. Thank you.
No questions, but love affordable housing.
Thank you.
One more. And it doesn't tie into public sewer and water, but it ties into a water treatment system that's already set up with the neighboring.
Let me ask Ms. Huckstedler to answer that.
Thank you. Mobile Gardens Park, just to the north, they have a treatment facility there, and we would be tying into that.
Okay. So you already have that agreement worked out and great?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
The same owner?
Sorry?
Same owner?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I
thought.
Yeah,
different entity.
Different entity, but the same people control it. Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're just going to use what they have.
Okay.
Good question.
Okay. Anything else, Commission? Staff, any questions?
No questions for me. Thanks.
Okay. Counselor?
This is a question for Mr. Perdue, the applicant, so much is just with the map amendment. I just question why this, do we have any insight as to why this wasn't a developing area originally, because there's so much that's zoned GR there.
It just strikes me that it just got past us, because if you look at where it is and the surrounding properties, right, on the future land use map, I don't believe that there was a specific reason that it was looked over in the generation of the future land use map, but because it seems to as you say, synchronize with the adjoining land use.
So is the map we're looking at right now, Mr. Whitehouse, is that the, is it showing zoning or is that showing future land use map?
Let me just make sure that the zoning layer is off, because you have some corresponding colors. So yes, so the white is low density and the shaded area is the existing development area.
The blue color, what's that?
Let me turn the subdivision. There we go, that's better.
So the front part is in the developing area, the back part is not. When we're doing the map amendment, it's just for, yeah, okay. I just point that out because I do think there's going to be times when it makes sense to go back and look at.
Oh, without a doubt.
Sections, I mean, that are.
When you look at it layered this way, you can see how someone might have interpreted it, that it should go, that it should be the way that it is. But when you investigate the underlying zoning of everything around it and how things would really go together in real life, it probably should have been GR to start with.
It's a big county and there's going to be
opportunities like this. Let me assure you, this will not be the last time we're confronted with something like this, and this is how we deal with it. So this is, you know, and we'll, there isn't anything out there that can't be fixed.
Right.
So.
That's all I had.
Okay, did it?
Point of clarification.
All
right.
Well, Mr. Pardee, if you would be so kind as to take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here would like to speak in favor of Ordinance 20-06, Future Land Use Map, to change of zone 1910 Brickyard Apartments, or conditional use 2212 Brickyard Apartments? Anyone who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the applications? Okay, seeing no one. Operator, is there anyone who would like to speak either in favor or in opposition to Ordinance 20-06, change of zone 1910, or conditional use 2212? I hope you're writing those down.
Ms. Laws, thank you
for joining us. Ms. Laws is with the Delaware Department of Transportation and very graciously joining us this evening to be available to answer any questions that the commission may have, or to make any comments that she feels would be appropriate. Good evening.
Good evening, Laura. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Yes, Suzanne Laws, I'm an engineer with the Delaware Department of Transportation Planning and Development Coordination. This project came to us in early 2019, and it received a letter of objection and recommendation on January 13th of 20, and they just plan to approve on February 11th of 20. If anyone has any questions, I'm here.
Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions for Ms. Laws? Staff?
Not for me, thanks.
Council?
None for me, thanks.
Okay, it appears that no one has any questions, but thank you very much for being with us this evening, and we appreciate your help.
You're welcome, thank you.
Thanks. The operator, anyone else?
If there's anyone else on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to the pre-stated application, please dial 5-star.
I
somebody on the line that has a little bit of a problem. We're trying to troubleshoot it real quick.
Okay, thank you. We'll stand by. Heard this room this quiet since the last time we asked for volunteers to serve on Land Use Committee.
I might use the opportunity, Chairman, to announce that the corresponding County Council public hearing is February 9th, starting at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
If anyone plays this back in.
All right. January,
February.
February 9th. February 9th.
For which?
For County Council, for this group, this application.
Mm-hmm.
1:30 in the afternoon. Yeah, well, I tell you what, we were clipping along there pretty good. You know? They do know that we have a problem, right? Because they started talking and got interrupted in mid-sentence. I assume they know that we can't hear anything. Yeah. Yeah, just check on them. Been abducted. Mm-hmm.
Chairman, they are still troubleshooting.
Shooting.
Okay, thank you. Should we recess to let them fix this, or?
In general.
You want to recess?
10 minutes.
Yeah.
For five, even.
Five minutes. Yeah, if we could, please.
May I just add, there
was a caller, and they have, the calls dropped twice, so I just want to be readily available if they are ready to speak.
Well, then we'll just stay here. We can, there you go.
So it's not a technical issue on our end, it's per se.
Could be, or is it?
You didn't hear him come through at all right then?
Mr. Chairman, I'll ask Mr. Torrance just to test the line one more time.
Please. Let's do that. It is possible that it's on the caller's end, meaning that it's not the caller, but it's the carrier, not the infrastructure, not our infrastructure. That's the big thing. We have to keep our infrastructure has to be operating for us to have a meeting, so we can't continue if our infrastructure isn't working.
And I would add, Mr. Chairman, if for some reason we can't get them on the line, the system records the phone call, the number that comes in.
Right.
And I would just suggest to staff that they reach out to the person and say that we do have a second hearing.
Actually, we can hold the record open for that phone call.
We could do that. The problem is that, you know, it would be holding the record open till another meeting when we'd have to take that phone call again.
Couldn't we hold the record open to receive the comments from that caller?
I would say in written form.
In written form, and that way.
Yeah, we could do that.
Hopefully, we won't have to. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of ways to accommodate everyone so that we don't have to do this over again.
Well, and I was just going to say there's going to be a second hearing before county council where that caller would have an opportunity to speak again. Agreed. That would be the reminder to the caller.
Yeah. So. What's up?
To update you, Mr. Chairman, so we believe the caller connected to the meeting and was muted. And when the time came to connect the caller to the meeting, the caller disconnected. So Mr. Torrance is going to call in to verify that the line's working.
So what's happened? Are they going to reach out to the?
We should have a caller incoming.
I apologize for the technical difficulties.
Here we go.
I'm going to be testing the line really quick.
Okay.
Hello. Hi, this is Anne Lepore. I'm an employee with Suffolk County. I'm calling the second time this evening to test the line.
Okay, thank you. We hear you loud and clear. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right.
All right, we have Suzanne Lowell that would like to speak. Suzanne, you have the floor.
Okay. Hello again.
I was just earlier about testing the line and offered to do so. I'm just so you know, I'm still on the call, but there was a gap in hearing you all, so there is definitely something wrong with this connection.
Okay, thank you.
Was that the caller who was?
So. That was Suzanne.
That was Suzanne from Dulles.
Okay.
So the system is currently operational, but it sounds as if there was a momentary disconnection there from what we're hearing from Ms. Laws. But right now, Mrs. Lepore in our office has called in to verify that we are now working, so the operator can connect any inbound callers at this point forward.
We should be online from now on. I apologize for the technical difficulties. With that said, I do want to ask if anyone on the line would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to the stated application, please dial 5-star.
Okay.
speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. This time, there are no pending comments.
All right, well, thank you. Is it possible that the call that was waiting was Suzanne Lowe?
On that point, Mr. Chair, I've just received an email from Ms. Lowe saying that she lost audio before and after speaking, and she called back. So I think that's quite possible.
Quite possible that she was the call. Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better. So, all right. Well, does anyone on the commission have any further questions? Staff. All right then. With there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is ordinance number 21-01, the coastal area.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 25, Section 115-194.3 of the Code of Sussex County regarding the coastal area. And with that, I'm just going to call up a plan of the coastal area.
I'm going to come up here.
Sure, please. Yeah.
Getting a kick in my neck trying to look at the screen. Well said, okay. So, Commission, you'll recall that we got a lot of comment about this maybe 2 months ago. This is sort of the second go-round with regard to this ordinance amendment. The initial one did two